please visit our website at www.ymsite.com. That's www.ymsite.com to learn more about our organization, Young Muslims, and its activities. For a complete listing of our products, please visit our online store at www.ymsite.biz. That's www.ymsite.biz.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Am I supposed to hold this?
No.
Okay, cool.
Alhamdulillah, all praise and glory due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because on a night like this, I mean, subhanAllah, how many brothers are here? Like 40, 50 maybe? Maybe, subhanAllah, 44. I mean, on a night like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to, and He has blessed us, and He has allowed us, and He has given us the tawfiq and the hidayah to be guided here and to be placed in this masjid to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want everyone to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing, because there are youth out there, not just American youth, but Muslim youth out there right now getting drunk, getting laid, doing a lot of things, doing drugs, a lot of things. But you're right here right now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with this opportunity. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, first of all, blessing me with this opportunity and for blessing me to meet all of you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this gathering and give us the hidayah to practice that which we learn, inshallah. In a more general sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with an opportunity the likes of which has not been established except for a unique time in history. And what I mean by this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us, the youth of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First of all, He has blessed us to be in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah. But then He has placed us in an area, in a location that is very unique, that has only been seen in the history and the times of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And what do I mean by this? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them to be in a location, the hub of jahiliyyah, the hub of ignorance, the central area of the Arab lands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His hikmah, Allahu alam, He placed them there. And it is this base that spread the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the rest of the world. And as Umar was saying, that what is it that we're doing here in this masjid that's going to affect the people in Indonesia and the other side of the world? What is it that is going to affect the other people in the world? And we may say that we just come here to, halakah, qiyam al-layl, and a masjid in Queens or whatever it may be, and we think that this is it. This is the end of our work. But this is only the beginning, and it is only the seed that we're planting, and we need to water that seed, inshallah, so that it will grow to a grand and huge plant that will be seen by the rest of the world and humanity. And what is this plant, or this beautiful flower? It is a flower of al-Islam. The hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has blessed us not only for being in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The anbiya of the past, they made dua and they wished that they were to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah chose you and I to be in this ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. And He placed us in a land, that in this land, all sorts of ideas and customs and culture is being propagated to the rest of humanity. If you look at any other culture in the world, or if you look at any other nation in the world, you'll see that there is a magnet to this land that we are living in right now. The land that either we were born in or we were raised in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places here for a reason. And I'll talk about that inshallah in the future. But the one thing that I would like to remind myself and you, my dear brothers, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we do, it is from the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala naming His ni'mah or His blessings He's given us, He says, وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شِفَّى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And when you were on the brink of the hellfire, I saved you from it. I want you guys to really reflect upon what's going on outside in the streets. What's going on outside in Times Square right now? Ask yourself and reflect upon it. وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَى حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا. And when they are on the brink of the hellfire, the people out there, they are on the brink of the hellfire. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saved us from it. This is a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So we need to really reflect upon these blessings that Allah has given us and really think about how we can show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were given that hidayah, that guidance as well. And they were placed in an opportunity in a situation similar to that which we are placed in. And they took advantage of their time. They took advantage of their opportunity. They took advantage of their responsibility. And they were the greatest generation that ever existed in the history of mankind. But do you think we're going to let them go, radiallahu anhum, with the utmost respect, without us trying at least to reach a level just below them, because we can never reach their level. But could we at least try to reach a level to compete with them? وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافِسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For Jannah, let those people who compete, compete. So it is Jannah that we compete for. We don't compete for basketball, even though that's for fun, alhamdulillah. We don't compete for wrestling. We don't compete for football. We don't compete for all these things. What are we competing for in this life? Jannah. And what is the greatest generation that has ever existed of humanity? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in order for us to be successful as the generation or the young generation of Muslims in this land and in the world, we need to try to compete to be like them. To follow their example and try to do better than their example. If Allah allows us. And they were in a land, like I have mentioned, that is similar to ours. A situation that has been similar to ours. Some of you may have come from the streets. Allahu A'lam. Umar ibn Khattab, he was from the streets. He used to be a junker before he came to Islam. He used to whip his female slave who converted to Islam. He was about to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to be the most hated enemy of Islam, but he became one of the greatest men of history. Because Islam, this light of Islam, changed him to that stature and that status. And Allah chose him to be a man of men. Ask yourself this question and reflect upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another lesson that I want to remind myself and you, my dear brothers, is another example similar to that, or another situation similar to the situation we are living in. If we look back even far before, or far earlier, then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who do we see? The example of our beloved Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, his mother or his people, Bani Israel, they were being oppressed, and we know this story. And Fir'aun or Pharaoh, he had some foretelling or a dream or something of that nature. The recollection is not too strong in my memory. But he wanted to get rid of all the male children of Bani Israel because he feared that one of them would revolt against him. Ironically, his mother, you know, through the hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she was told to put her son in the Nile River. And where does her son? Subhanallah, she's putting her son in the Nile River in order to save her from Fir'aun. And where does he end up? And this is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He ends up at the house of Fir'aun. He ends up at the house of Fir'aun, and who is the one who picks up this beloved child, alayhi salam? Asiya. Alayhi salam, alayhi salam. Asiya, one of the greatest women that ever existed. She is the one who was the wife of Fir'aun, and she raised Musa alayhi salam in this kingdom. And what do I want you all to reflect upon? Or myself and all of us to reflect upon? Is that Musa alayhi salam, he was raised up in the house of Fir'aun, and later Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call him and choose him to be a prophet, and he was sent to that same house, or that same person, Fir'aun, as a messenger to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nazi'at, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هل أتاك حديث موسى إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقل هل لك إلى أن تزكى وأهديك إلى ربك فتخشى فأراه الآية الكبرى فكذب وعصى ثم أدبر يسعى فحشر فنادى فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Nazi'at, in a very small amount of verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the very purpose and the mission of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, after being raised in the house of the most oppressive ruler of that time, the most tyrannical ruler of that time, who he himself claimed to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَّ رَبُّكُمُ الْعَلَىٰ, I am your highest Lord. He himself claimed to be the highest Lord. He was raised in this family by the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, after giving him guidance and risalat, he chose him and he said, اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَهَىٰ. He said, go to Fir'aun, who has become rebellious. اِذْهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ. I want everyone to recollect or to reflect upon this. اِذْهَبْ. He doesn't say, sit down and let Fir'aun come to you. Sit down and let Fir'aun come to you and walk to you and say, hey, what's this Torah that you're reading? He said, go to him, اذهب إلى فرعون. إنه طغى, because he has become rebellious against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى. Why, what is his purpose when he goes to Fir'aun? فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى. He's, and say to him, would you like to become pure? This is just a, you know, rough translation, it's not direct at all. فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ تَزَكَّى. And so that you may become pure. وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. And that I may guide you. SubhanAllah, this is Musa alayhi salam, who was raised by Fir'aun. He was a child of Fir'aun, nothing in the sight of Fir'aun, in power. And Musa alayhi salam is coming to him, he's saying, yo, check yourself. Look what you're doing, you're being rebellious. Right? And he's saying, do you want to become pure? He's like, you're dirty. You need to purify yourself. And then Musa alayhi salam is saying, you need to purify yourself and you need to follow me. وَأَهْدِيَكَ, and I will guide you. I mean, could you imagine Fir'aun? The man who claimed to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who claimed to be the Lord, the most highest Lord. And this imbecile, according to his eyes, astaghfirullah al-azim, comes to him and says, follow me, I'll guide you. And I'll give you purity. وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى. What is he guiding him to? The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى. And he gave him, and he showed him the great sign. And what's the whole purpose of this? At the end of this sets or these series of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. In these ayat, or in this story, there is a lesson, an ibra. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. To those who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not claiming to be a mufassir. May Allah forgive me from that. But what is one of the lessons, Allahu A'lam, we could learn from this? Number one, Musa alayhi salam, he was raised in the family of Fir'aun. He was raised in the family of Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a messenger to him. Fir'aun was an oppressor, a tyrannical oppressor, and Musa alayhi salam, with courage and bravery, he went to him and he said, you're wrong, I'm right, follow my guidance. Because why? I have the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this guidance is that which will purify you. It will bring you from darkness into light. It will purify you from the diseases of your heart. It will humble you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the lesson we can learn from this, my dear brothers? Anyone want to say it? Anybody? What? How is this related to us?
We actually have a chance to follow the reason why it's special for us. It's sort of similar to most of the Prophet Musa being raised in Fir'aun's house. And since, you know, Bush was to go in war against, you know, all Muslim countries, we're actually being raised in,
Right. Exactly. But not being specific to Bush or the leader of the society, to this society itself, we were raised in the society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us as messengers of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the responsibility of being witnesses to these people. There are people. When you realize, if you look at the ayat of the Quran, when any of the anbiya were sent to their people, what was the first thing they said? They said, Ya qawmi, O my people. See, we have the problem of making the distinguishment that it's them and it is us. No, it is we. It is all us. We have the responsibility as brethren of humanity to give them this guidance, this beautiful guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we hold it from them, it is oppressing them. We are oppressing them by keeping them in their level of slavery and servitude to this world and to their own desires. So we have the responsibility and we have the opportunity and the blessing of being raised in this society. They know us. They know Muhammad. They know Arif. They know Wahid. They see us. We were raised in the school system. We weren't hiding away. We were right in front of them every single step of the way. And we're here and we're here to stay and we're going to give them this guidance. Because it is not only a blessing, but it is a responsibility and a duty upon us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل وفي هذا ليكون الرسول شهيدا عليكم وتكون شهداء على الناس. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or He has called them Muslims, or called you Muslims in this book and in the past, so that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be a witness unto you, and that you may be witnesses unto mankind. So that you may be witnesses unto mankind. So we are every, the stuff that is going on outside right now, we will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, did you partake in it? Alhamdulillah, no, we are right here, Allah, we were remembering your name, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, what did you do to stop the fitna and the fahsha and the zulm that's going on outside? Ya Allah, we are talking about how we're going to make a plan as a unit, as a jama'ah, as a group, that we're going to step up as the youth of this nation, as the youth of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we're going to go out and we're going to say, we're going to go, idhab, we're going to go to the people, and we're going to tell them what they're doing wrong. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us and bring us to accountability, every single one of us, when we stand in front of Allah, and when you see the hellfire in Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will be willing to ransom your wife, your girlfriend, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, every single, your children, you'll be willing to ransom them for to the hellfire to save your own self. And on that day, when you see the hellfire, Allah will ask you this question. How will you answer it? How will I answer it? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. So this is what we need to realize and reflect upon, my dear brothers. It has its responsibility. We have our responsibilities, it has its burdens, and it has its obstacles. It's not going to be easy to go to the people. It's very difficult. It's very difficult, number one, for us to stay away from the ignorance that's going on out here. It's very difficult for us to stay away from drugs. I know it. It's very difficult for us to stay away from girls. It's very difficult to stay away from parties, especially at this time. It's very difficult. But you took that step, alhamdulillah. Allah chose you for that. That means there's some greater purpose for every single one of us here, inshallah. And it's going to be very difficult to go to them and tell them, وَأَهْدِيَكَ وَأَهْدِيَكُمْ. Let me guide you. They're going to be like, who the hell are you? I've never seen you before. How can you guide me? How can you purify me? You got nothing on me. What is this Islam that you have that's so great and holy? We need to show them that great ayah, the sign. What is the greatest sign or ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Quran. It is the greatest sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we may ask ourselves, and we may reflect upon the verses of the Quran, talking about how Bani Israel, I mean, subhanAllah, Bani Israel, Musa alayhi salam saves them from Fir'aun. He throws his staff out there, turns into a snake, kills all the snakes. He walks to the Red Sea. Fir'aun is on his way to kill them. They're all like saying, oh, look at you, look what you have done now. You and your Lord have forsaken us. Musa alayhi salam has trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He splits the Red Sea, and they walk into this deep dish, walk across, and they see Pharaoh drowning in the Red Sea. And even after all these signs that the Bani Israel saw, they had the audacity and the disease in their heart, and the audacity to take a golden calf as their god. Subhanallah, as their idol. But I guarantee you and I pledge to you, my dear brothers, that Islam and the Quran is the greatest sign and miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet we have the audacity to throw it aside like it's nothing. The Red Sea splitting in front of our eyes is nothing compared to the ayat in the Quran. I guarantee you, go look at it. You'll see that this is the same book that transformed nations and people and the whole world. This is the same book that converted these Sahaba radiallahu anhum into the greatest generation of mankind. How come we have the same book, yet it doesn't have its impact on our heart? Why are we so diseased? Ask yourself that question. That's a question that I need to ask myself every single day, every single moment of my life. We have the greatest miracle of Allah, the greatest sign that will last until the day of judgment, and we have the audacity to throw it aside like it's nothing, and it doesn't penetrate our heart. And only when it penetrates our hearts, will we be able to spread it to humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ إِنَّ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Ahzab, I believe, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ, I have sent you, إِنَّ أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا, as a shaheed, as a witness, وَمُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا, as the one who gives glad tidings of the reward of Allah if you obey Him, وَنَذِيرًا, as one who warns the people of the punishment of Allah if you disobey Him, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that you are the one who calls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بِإِذْنِهِ, by His permission, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and as an illuminating lamp, a light shining and spreading light to the rest of humanity. And we are the inheritors of this message, my dear brothers. We have this responsibility. We have this great sign and this great light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran and Islam. We have this great light, yet we are not able to reflect this light to humanity because we have not burnt the candle in our own hearts yet. We need to take that first step. So how do we fulfill this task? What are some steps, practical steps of fulfilling this task? We need to look at the first few verses or the first few revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is these revelations, inshallah, that I'll conclude with, that train the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be the greatest generation of all time. And it is found easily in Iqra Qum Qum. Some of you may have heard this. Alhamdulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very first revelation given to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was what? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. The first revelation sent to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was read in the name of the one who has created you. So the first step for us to achieve the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spread it to humanity and to this nation and to the world is knowledge. اقرأ, read. We need to read and gain knowledge. علم. And it is this ilm which is the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that light kindles in our heart, wallahi al-azim, it will spread to humanity like wildfire. Iqra, read. Take those extra few moments of your life to read a book, to read the Quran, to study something that will benefit you as though you were to die tomorrow. Don't go into the usul al-fiqh and how, you know, like all these crazy things. Start off simple. How, if you were to die today, would this knowledge help you? Would this knowledge that come with you to the grave and benefit you? Read. Qum qum. The next two revelations of the Quran were, you know, arguably there's difference of opinion of the order of which, but I'll just go in the order that I'm familiar with. Ya a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. O you who's wrapped up. وَمِنْ لَيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Not, it's saying, stand up in the middle of the night, except for a little bit. SubhanAllah, for us, we think it's a lot that we sleep majority of the night, and a little bit of it, we spend in salah. We don't even do that.
This verse of the Quran is saying, قُمِ لَيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. It means, pray salah in the middle of the night, the majority of the night, and only sleep a little, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So it is essential for us to become closer to Allah to pray salah. In particular, number one, our fara'id, and number two, the best voluntary salah is tahajjud and qiyam al-layl. And it is this practice of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that brought them so close to Allah that made them the greatest men of history. And the next verse, or the next revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, يا عوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المدثر قم فأنذر وربك فكبر. Oh you who is wrapped up, once again, oh you who is wrapped up. Stand up. قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ. Stand up. Don't sit down. Once again, it's like اِذْهَبْ. قُمْ. Stand up. Don't sit down. Don't sit down and enjoy yourself, read Quran, do dhikr all the time. Stand up. Stand up. وَقُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ. And warn the people. وَرَبُّكَ فَكَبِرْ. And raise the glory and the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ultimate or steps of tarbiyah. Knowledge, ilm, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in particular salah, and qiyam al-layl, and lastly, calling the people to Allah and warning them, فَأَنذِرْ دَعْوَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, to call the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are able to do these things, inshaAllah, by Allah's help and tawfiq, we will be successful as the youth of this nation, as the youth of the world. And wallahi al-azim, this knowledge, the same Qur'an, that was with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, will transform your life, my life. It will transform our lives. And it will stop that which is going on outside in the streets right now. Wallahu al-azim. But it needs to take effort and heart and dedication and sacrifice from us. Blood, sweat and tears. That's what it's going to take from us. But the reward is infinite. The reward is eternity in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we have been charged with the responsibility of bringing freedom to a land of slavery. We claim to be living in a land of freedom. The land of the free and the brave. But in reality, we're living in a land of slavery. They have become servants and slaves of their own desires. They worship all that they want. They worship money. They worship their desires. Commit zina. Go drink alcohol. Go party all they want. This is slavery. This is not freedom in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ones who are free. Because our hearts have become free birds. In this land of misery and enslavement and imprisonment. But in order for us to bring freedom to others, we need to bring freedom to ourselves. We need to free our own hearts, our qulub, from the chains and the strength of our nafs, our nufus. And we need to become those who are the free men, the youth, who will stand up against oppression, stand up against jahiliyyah, stand up against dhulum, stand up against every single thing. And wallahi al-azim, if we bring freedom to this place right now, Markaz, if we bring freedom to Queens, Jamaica, Queens, we'll bring freedom to the Bronx. And if we bring freedom to the Bronx, wallahi al-azim, we'll bring freedom to the rest of New York. And it'll spread to New Jersey. And it'll spread all over the world. And soon it'll reach Chicago. Inshallah. And then we'll bring freedom to the rest of America. And if you bring freedom to the rest of America, you'll bring freedom to poor old Canada. And if you bring freedom to poor old Canada, you'll bring freedom to Mexico. And the list goes on. But it starts right here in Markaz, right now. You and I need to make a decision. Are we ready to jump on the bandwagon, on the caravan, on the train, and get ready to prepare ourselves for our life in Jannah? And how do we do that? Knowledge. Salah. And calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be free, and the world will be free, by the permission and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me. I hope I didn't go over my time. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Please visit our website at www.ymsite.com. That's www.ymsite.com to learn more about our organization, Young Muslims, and its activities. For a complete listing of our products, please visit our online store at www.ymsite.biz. That's www.ymsite.biz.